When the governor announced plans for a special session, he pointed out that more than 1,000 state residents had been gunned down or shot themselves in 2017, firearms claiming more lives than traffic accidents, and he scolded lawmakers for failing to put limits on who can get a gun.
Our elementary school children practice lockdown drills. That's what our society has come to because we have failed to act on gun violence. It is wrong that we now view these mass shootings as the normal.
So Northam will ask lawmakers to give police power to confiscate guns when someone appears to be a danger to himself or others. 16 states and the District of Columbia have authorized extreme risk protection orders, and at the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, CEO Josh Horwitz says they work.
The bill would allow law enforcement to go to a court and remove firearms from someone who's in crisis. Getting the firearm out of their hands, even temporarily, even for a few days, can really save lives.
Lawmakers will also consider banning the sale of silencers, high-capacity magazines, and assault weapons.
It makes no sense to give people contemplating mass violence in America the same types of weapons that our soldiers carry on the battlefield.
Horwitz and other gun control advocates want everyone who buys a firearm to first have a background check. Right now, private sales and purchases at gun shows are exempt. And he hopes the General Assembly will reinstate a limit on how many firearms people can buy.
What we want is to minimize the trafficking of firearms, reinstate the one handgun a month limit, as well as make people report when they've lost or had a firearm stolen. There's lots of gun theft in the Commonwealth these days, but there's also people using theft as a cover for gun trafficking.
These ideas are nothing new. In 2018, Republican delegate Nick Freitas of Culpeper argued against any new limits on gun ownership.
It'll be bump stocks, it'll be background checks, then it'll be different kind of background checks that register the guns. Then after that, it'll be semi-automatic rifles. After that, it'll be semi-automatic handguns. Then it'll be revolvers, shotguns. You'll be back with more reasons on why we've got to infringe on Second Amendment rights.
And during last year's legislative session, GOP delegate Tommy Wright of Lunenburg insisted laws are not the answer because guns are not the problem. He blamed evil in human hearts.
The first solution that I'll offer is prayer. It used to be that that was used quite often and people respected it. Now, when you say that your thoughts and prayers go out to the families of the ones who have been murdered, the answer is your thoughts and prayers are not enough. Well, I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, prayers are enough.
Often legislators who share those views have defeated gun controls in subcommittee, so they never come to a vote by the full House of Delegates or Senate. This time, however, Northam will insist that everyone vote.
Let Virginia set an example for the nation that we can respond to tragedy with action, that we can turn pain into purpose.
And when it comes to statewide votes, advocate Josh Horwitz says the political winds favor gun control legislation.
The electorate is supportive of gun violence prevention, as shown in all the polling that we've seen recently, even in conservative districts.
He's confident that public opinion will carry more weight than the National Rifle Association. And whatever happens in the special session, he predicts a political reckoning for legislative candidates come November. I'm Sandy Houseman.